Weekend of footy. Let's talk about it with Robbie Slater. How are you, Robbie?
How are you, Trip? All's well?
Yes, good weekend.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, a bit of, bit of the usual, a bit of football, a bit more football, and then even more football.
Yes, Liverpool, mate, I want to start there because always vested interest. 3-0, good win.
Yeah, look, all the big teams won. It would have been a good one to have a multi, like just one big team into another because Chelsea, United, of course, Arsenal beat Tottenham in the North London Derby. But poor Liverpool seemed to be somewhat back on track, which is pretty par the course for Liverpool. There's always some sort of disaster somewhere and then they go better and everyone says the coach is okay. So Klopp's quite pleased. I'll tell you what is pleasing for Liverpool is the fact that Salah has turned out a really, really good signing. He's actually broken Robbie Fowler's record for the most goals in an EPL season up to this point, which is fantastic. I think he's got 12 or 13. So he is a success story for Liverpool. Southampton certainly going the other way. They've got all sorts of problems. I think it was 25 shots or something to four. And shots on target were vastly in Liverpool's favour. But a dominant performance. As was United, they smashed Newcastle 4-1. Chelsea 4-0 after the over the declining and fast going downhill West Brom and Tony Pulis under massive pressure now there. And of course Arsenal winning the London Derby convincingly 2-0. First time they've beaten Tottenham in 3.5 years, so it was a great day for Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, absolutely. And David Moyes, mate, I'm wondering who's going to win this battle because he's walked in as a new coach, and he's sort of gone, you know what, yeah, I'm the coach and I can go through my record and tell everybody how good I am. But in the end, it's the players who have got the big reputations have got to lift their game, and I don't think they lifted on the weekend so well.
They certainly didn't. It was a London derby, of course. There's so many of them these days, but beaten convincingly by Watford 2-0. So not a great start. They're entrenched in the bottom three at the moment. Of course, Moyes has taken over, which, to be honest, hasn't gone down 100% with fans.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the fans still remember, of course, the failed David Moyes at Manchester United. But anyway, whatever they say or anyone else says, he's the man in charge. And it's going to be a tough job to get West Ham. Obviously, as a former player, a former hammer, I certainly hope that they do get out of trouble. I think they've got the quality. The likes of Lanzini, Sarko, they've got some fantastic players. It's about the players standing up now, just as you said.
Yeah, I know it's tomorrow night, mate. FFA Cup final, we're running into it. Yeah, Allianz, 7:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, look, Adelaide against Sydney, of course, Sydney against Adelaide, rather, because it's at Allianz. Hopefully they're going to get a big crowd there because there is a trophy on offer. Someone's going to win it.
Yeah.
Go 90 minutes, could go 120 minutes, could even go to penalties. Both sides coming off wins. Adelaide beating Central Coast with virtually the last kick of the game, Ryan Kiddo with the late winner. And Sydney, well, for 60 minutes, breathtaking.
Yeah.
Should have been 4-up against Newcastle, who were the league leaders at that going into the game. But, they limped over the line really in the end and straight home 2-1. The game should have been put to bed long before that. But Newcastle did show that they're a good side. But yeah, the FFA Cup final's the first silverware of the season. So massive game. Yeah, looking forward to it. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be covering it on Fox Sports.
Yeah, look forward to that, Robbie. But I look forward to seeing a solution. What the hell's going to happen with Tim Cahill? He's clearly at odds with Melbourne City's new coach in Warren Joyce. Timmy has gone public saying, I need to get a club that's going to play me. I need game time to get to a fourth World Cup.
Yeah.
And he can't go and play, my understanding is, for any other A-League club. Is that correct? So what does Tim do?
Well, that's the understanding I've got. Well, the only other option is he goes overseas. Look, I watch Melbourne City lose again to Brisbane, so their blistering start of the season's all over. And, I can't believe that you don't need Timmy Cahill there. Who knows what's going to happen with Ross McCormack? Don't know why. Or maybe I do know why, and maybe I'm just not allowed to say. He didn't. He wasn't not in Brisbane because of injury. He was not in Brisbane for other reasons.
Yeah, right. Because of the kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah, because of kerfuffles. let's just say kerfuffles.
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, who knows what's going to happen there? Like I said, I think they need Tim Cahill, and I'd be very surprised if they can't work it out, surely, for the benefit of Melbourne City and the Socceroos.
Yeah, let's hope so. Have a great day, Robbie. We thank you, mate.
I thank you too, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Good on you, mate. Robbie Slade.